This week saw a series of stories about adult and youth care. Increasing complaints about how older and disabled people are being cared for in Norfolk have triggered a call for the Norfolk County Council to carry out an urgent review. The council had to apologise for patronising leaflets they had sent to disabled people. It was reported that in Norfolk, disabled people feel persecuted for just living. And children are also more vulnerable after drastic cuts in local authority funding.
Increasing complaints about how older and disabled people are being cared for in Norfolk has triggered a call for the council to carry out an urgent review. Norfolk County Council had the second highest number of adult social care complaints in the country, lodged with watchdogs in the past year. And the local government ombudsman has upheld a number of those complaints, including where the council breached the Care Act and people were incorrectly charged for care. In 2018-19, of 150 complaints lodged with the ombudsman, 60 were about adult social care. Only Essex had more. There were 58 the previous year and 48 in 2016-17. Of the total 2018-19 complaints, which also included ones related to other departments, 61 led to detailed investigations and 41 were upheld. The ombudsman backed the complainant in 67% of cases, compared to an average of 64% in similar authorities.
Patronising money-saving tips offered by Norfolk County Council to families whose financial support had been cut was a cock-up, councillors have admitted. Following changes to its minimum income guarantee provision early this year, the County Council circulated leaflets with a range of tips for saving money to almost 2,800 people affected. The leaflets included advice about food shopping, bills and budgeting, along with contact numbers for various other advisers and organisations. Another leaflet suggested a range of reasons people struggle with money, including gambling. But disabled people and their families who received the leaflets because the council had decided to make changes which meant they would have to pay more for care, branded them insensitive. And it sparked a motion from opposition leader Steve Morphew at a full county council meeting.
Disabled people feel they are being persecuted just for existing. Councillors who voted to change their care costs to save £4 million have been told. But Norfolk County Council voted not to back a call for the authority to carry out an urgent review of how it charges disabled people for their care. Earlier this year, the Conservative-controlled Council agreed changes to the minimum income guarantee, which reduces the weekly allowance disabled people get. Disabled people met Conservative-counted county councillors about the issue last week, and at yesterday's full council meeting, the Liberal Democrats put forward a motion calling for an urgent review. They highlighted how complaints to the local government ombudsman had increased. Liberal Democrat councillor Tim Adams said, "Disabled people feel they are being persecuted for their very existence." Speaking to the Conservative councillors, he said, "You must recognise that being disabled costs more, and your recent changes have exacerbated that." Bill Borrett, Conservative cabinet member for adult social care, said, "Nobody in this chamber is at all unaware of the issues faced by this council, and nobody is keener than this administration to protect and look after the vulnerable. He said spending on adult social care had been increased, but the changes had brought Norfolk in line with other councils.
Young people are at greater risk of committing crime or having mental illness because council funds to support them have been slashed by 90%, experts claim. Research by the YMCA reveals Norfolk has cut funding by 91.8% over a decade, from £10.53 million to just £865,000 this year, and it is taking its toll. Tim Sweeting, chief executive of YMCA Norfolk, said, "As young people grow up, they need positive role models who will walk alongside them through all that a modern childhood throws at them, such as social media, mental health, and education pressures. We see young people without the support they need, and instead coming in contact with health or criminal justice systems. This is costly for the life chances of young people and public services as a whole." Dan Mobbs, chief executive of the Mancroft Advice Project, MAP, in Norwich, said existing high levels of inequality for young people in Norfolk had been exacerbated by shrinking budgets. Mr. Mobbs agreed young people had unfairly felt the impact of cuts made under the austerity programme, but conceded that many local authorities had been left in impossible situations in the wake of central government cuts. He added, "The biggest challenge is the short-term nature of projects when what we need is a long-term plan. We simply need more investment, but this needs to be localised and consistent." Mr. Mobbs felt Norfolk County Council managed its small budget for youth services well.